Oh my goodness. POL. I mean, this could, I don't know, I'm just throwing in something. This could even be a, this, I just spoke a long thing in Swedish to my boys, and it became a bit of a story that, of course, is loosely built upon my own life. And you've got this, just put this somewhere in the story, janitor or whatever. You got this man there speaking about the same things that I just did. And having worked his whole life for gathering and this wonderful wisdom that he just dedicated his life to learning and teaching, and this is his whole, and they realize this is his life, and that he had all these visions for this movie and that game or this, that appear as the more they dig into his old obscure recordings, that they were useful, and he had, there was some idea that, oh, actually, maybe, and they start to gather this and then develop those scripts or those outlines or those, I mean, synopses. And of course, this is all part of a story now. So then this man, whoever it is, janitor or PO in old age, I don't know, some of the ones in the stories I'm writing, he could even foresee that, because he said that in that speech, which we could put in the story or translate into English also and use in the POL, which, by the way, is named Happy's in my, whatever it's called, my transcription tool there, my web-based writings thing, where I store all my recordings on my server, the web interface for that. Yeah, so there's no name, so yeah, so it could be a good story, actually, that then he dies at whatever point, and in other words, he leaves this world, and they are fine. They actually, all of them, him and the guys and the friends, and you know, they know by now that it's just, oh, sorry to see you go. I would have been here with you, and but then at the same time, think that maybe it's not that anyone goes anywhere, it's just that the relationship changes. And if there is this wisdom there, and therefore I say this is the greatest, richest opulence, because that wisdom can help us to stay connected with our loved ones, irrespective of our material location, so to speak, or situation. Because we see, and this is why I'm nagging you about this all the time, that we can see that this, that we have been so trained to think of as the one and only reality, is like on the other side of of the spectrum there, on the side of the room. It's the most, it's the illusion. It's the other way around. So, I mean, it's diametrically, what do you call it? Not, confronting worldview there, worldviews. Anyway. So anyway, story, the guy there. So the guys, his sons, they they find something there, and they realize, oh, this old fort, you had something worth it here. Maybe it can be valuable too. And of course, he thought that also, that maybe it could be, and then if that, I mean, marketable and have some kind of, what do you call it? Monetary value, then it's good. Then that will be part of that inheritance from me to you guys. Talking to the sun again. So that's all. It's all there in the story now, right? And woven into the POL or whatever. And the janitor, if it's that part, I don't know. There's something here in parts that I started working on already, so I have to fit it into the right part now. Just be one story anyway. So there is one called the janitor for now, whatever it's going to be, or if it merges to something else. You see, there's all these stories here. So I'm just basically going into diary mode here, because kind of pendulum swing between some story concept here, or which I think it could be good, and then also my usual mental walks. I don't know if I explained that enough. Yeah, no, I didn't. Because what would then happen, and that could be part of the drama, that the guys have to figure out how to somehow or other get in touch with the old man who is now in the invisible world there, but allegedly, as he told them, and as he tells them in his recordings and all that, he should be there with them, eager to help them, and to be there with them, and to that they all could feel that there's no separation. There are just different dimensions involved, and that they can, if they now deal with this with that same wisdom that he spent his whole life learning and teaching, then that will not only remove any cause of sorrow or loss or whatever, and any feeling of separation, because, and that's what I'm convinced about now, and what I will, if I can, stand there shouting into your ears from whatever world I will find myself in, that there is no separated separation. Is more out there in the material world, where we're all separated by these funny, very limited bodies. The more real us and the more real world, we're always together. We're just in there now playing in the VR game for a while. But we kind of got a little lost in it, thinking that that game is now reality and the only and true reality, as some fools stand there and declare. And I never wish people bad, really. But I hope that some of those people who stand the highest, shouting the loudest, as if they knew everything about this cosmos and what's not beyond it, that they will stand there and be the first ones to see what fools they were. Speaking like that, if they knew something beyond what's beyond the limits of what they think they can know anything about. First they declare there's only the physical exists and nothing else. Well, if you do that, what you're declaring is actually that you don't think that anything else beyond the physical exists, and that's where you're going to stay no matter what. But that automatically in itself disqualifies you from any rights, intellectually or whatever, to make any statements about anything, whether it exists or not, beyond that realm of so-called physical space and matter, which you have decided to limit yourself within. And if you say, but I do that because I'm so scientific, so I know that's the only realm that exists, then I say, okay, bye-bye, then you stay there then and have fun in your sandbox, and I live in my world. But then you look back and you think, oh, of course, when you're older, as I'm getting now, you have the right to be a little like that, a little like a parent looking at these stupid kids. So, yeah, anyway, I'm talking here again. Now I'm going to chant my japa.